Mike Esposito will take you home for the 2022 season along with Pat Hughes and Ron Santo.
Nope.
Espo is going to be on the pregame show.
Why did he say that?
Because he's raunchy and he's weird. Thanks to everyone who was on the show today. It was really great. Our guests today were outstanding. Russ and Jeremy Warner.
Tim Jenkins
being on the show. Adam Hoge. We had a rock star show
Mike
today.
Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz.
Mike Rankin, you know, stars on the rise. There's no doubt about that. Ray Diaz and Mike Rankin are the two guys that are in charge of this show. They do a wonderful job. Layla, as always, we appreciate you being here on Wednesdays.
Yeah, because you better, because next week's going to be long.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, she's going to hang out with us. Today, she's hanging out with our buddy Mark Grody. He's sitting in for Parkins and Spiegel until there's a Cubs game in about 30 minutes.
I've just been told that I essentially don't have a break in my show, that I get to just talk until they hold their hands up and say stop, and then there'll be a Cubs pregame show. So I love it.
Well, the beauty of it is not only that, but when we walk out of here, you're just going to throw to a Chris Tannehill open.
Yes.
Bears.
Bears.
Right?
Bears. Commercial free.
Bars.
And there will be Bears. Justin Fields spoke today, but I'm feeling really, really good about something today. I mean, seriously.
Was it our idea that the Jesse White tumblers should be called the Alexi Genulius tumblers
if he wins
Secretary of State?
Oh, that's so good. I like that a lot.
What about the Illinois Secretary of State tumblers? Is that too much?
And Alexi Genulius, as lasting as Jesse White is... Alexi Genulius, like him or not, it is a cool name. Like, that's a good, strong
name. he was an athlete, so he could maybe do some of the tumbling.
He did play shortstop for the White Sox.
Well,
that's
this
a different guy.
We're all just going to combine it.
His name was Alice.
And his GM, Rec Hahn, just acquired another reliever.
Alexi!
I love this war that is now going on where Layla is leaning into the bit.
I think
it is going to cause us problems
at
35th and Shield.
It is pretty obvious that this is a stupid joke. I make stupid jokes about everything.
What happened?
It's like when I said 500 isn't a record.
The good thing is that he's not listening today.
Wait, you took a shot at Rec Hahn, Layla?
No. Lauren said Rec Hahn, as in like a plot device.
Rec Hahn. Retroactive continuity is what the White Sox are trying to do. They're trying to retcon the last 2 years.
Oh.
And then I went crazy town and was like, retcon, wreck shop.
Oh, like as in he's a
like,
train wreck?
And all retcon does, it's like Rick's alter ego, and all he does is just trade for relievers,
wow.
But like any reliever. I've mentioned Juan Manaea like 7 times. And I liked Juan Manaea. Like, it's not personal. It's just
right.
A stupid thing you do.
They're just good names from the past.
Random reliever talk is like that. If we're not doing that, are we even talking about baseball? Like,
I agree.
Well, and here's what I was
Andrew
get
Miller.
To.
He just. I think Andrew Miller is now part of this team.
Sure. Doesn't matter that he doesn't play baseball.
He was very Genulius. Relevant way too recently.
He's part of the Alexi Genulius tumblers.
Wow, we got. You guys accomplished a lot. So Layla make a little news calling Rick Hahn a train wreck and Alexi Genulius tumblers.
It's
I
an
like
alter
it.
Ego.
Okay.
Rec Hahn.
Here's what I'm happy about today. Here's what I mean, seriously.
Your buble that you're drinking?
It's like Shane with no tattoos.
It is my choice. It is my choice.
You just have to do different things.
With so many choices out there, I choose
alter ego, Shane. Lean
buble.
Into it.
You guys want
I actually think Shane should lean out of his alter ego. Because the real Shane is actually like a wonderful guy.
Oh, yeah.
He should like lean out.
There's only one person who knows the real Shane, and that person is not a person.
It's Willie?
Correct.
Alexei!
Yes.
And Alexei.
Here.
Yes.
And whoever the future Illinois Secretary of State is.
And who is in charge of the tumblers.
The Illinois Secretary of State tumblers, who also acquire relievers.
That sounds awful.
I think maybe we'll see a little bit more of real Shane because, you know, Danny's not here today.
Well, so, we've only got 22 minutes to open that forum up.
And speaks? No, both of them. No.
Let's go.
Let's do strengths and weaknesses for Danny and Matt today. That's what we're going to do today on the show. Never mind the Bears stuff.
Don't offer Shane that opportunity.
No. Yes. Here's what I'm happy about.
Today's a day of atonement.
Can I please? I'm dying to express to you guys.
Sorry.
Nobody's listening to me.
Sorry.
Why I'm so happy today.
Why?
I don't know that I've been
70 degrees.
Well, that is glorious when you walk. I walk about as much as Lawrence Holmes does. He walks a lot. I walked in here beautiful. I overdressed with his jacket, so the jacket is off.
You'll need it later.
Yeah. Right, that's why I brought the jacket, because you never know.
That's how you do
it.
It goes bad.
I hate layers so much.
I'm going to
all the layers.
Yeah, layers. But then you can take the layers off. And then I got to change layers, because I'm going to the Chicago Radio Hall of Fame tonight. Yeah.
What?
Or whatever it is. The Chicagoland Hall of Fame.
Oh,
what is it called?
Oh, by the way, both Steve Stone and Pat Hughes are on the finalist list for the Ford C. Frick Award.
Yes.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
When did that come out?
It came down a little earlier today. Well, no. Just didn't have any time in the show to do it.
I need to know these things immediately.
Yeah.
Ford C.
Finalists.
Frick.
So
it's possible that, you know.
What a great question this would be in like.
That is fantastic.
It is.
Yuri Cohen as well. Tom Hamilton.
None of those guys are.
Who deserves
Steve
it more?
Pat Hughes.
Score fans, Steve Stone or Pat Hughes? Could you
don't
imagine
do it, Grody.
The debate
that
would
it.
Cause?
Don't do
oh,
it.
Oh, would that get ugly? We'd all be gone.
Why are you doing this?
It would be like a natural force if we actually did that topic of Stone. It would get ugly.
Are you? Is that
really ugly?
Have you not changed the show, and that's what you're going to do today?
Maybe. If we're not going to do the Shane thing. Like what they don't like about Danny and Matt.
You give that Mark Grody one opportunity. Just
stir
one
it all up.
Little
he's,
inch.
He's the funniest person at our radio
oh,
station.
Oh, dear. I don't know. I think I'm I feel like I'm the meanest right now with all the things that I have planned here today. Can I tell? Can I finally tell
hold
you guys?
Hold on.
Oh,
but
God,
you said that as Layla is calling Rick Hahn Rec Hahn.
That's
that
true.
Is not, I'm not calling Rick Hahn Rec Hahn. I'm calling his alter ego Rec Hahn.
Hey, it's okay,
bit.
Layla.
He's a rec.
You're a nice person, but you got a little mean streak. It's
I
okay.
I do, but like I don't like personal insults. I'm like doing
well,
silly
not.
Things
well,
based
today,
off of random
okay,
things.
So then don't ever do it again. You did it once today.
I keep trying to tell y'all, she's Kim Wexler.
Oh, wow. She's got it together, then.
She's
that's
Kim
a strong woman,
I do
then.
Not
Kim
have
Wexler.
It together.
That's a strong woman.
The finalists are Dave Campbell, Joe Castiglione, Gary Cohen, Jacques Doucette, Tom Hamilton, Jerry Horowitz.
Tom Hamilton.
Pat Hughes, Ernie Johnson Sr., Dwayne Kuiper, and Steve Stone.
See, that's good
a
list.
Oh, that's a really good list, man.
It's a really good list.
Whoever gets in out of that is doing something.
This texter says that we don't care about your happiness, and I feel bad. All right, so what is it that... What are you happy about? Coach?
I don't even care about what I'm happy about now since you guys have dodged it so many times now.
No, tell us.
I am so happy this is the final day of Chicago baseball because it's been dead to me for a long time this year. And this is the first time I have felt like this, I think, since 2014, the last time both teams sucked. One team was under the managership of Robin Ventura. Back in 2014. The other would be Rick Renteria. Not for long, Rick Renteria. And things started to go well for the Cubs the next year. But this is the first time in since then, at least, that I just hated Chicago baseball for the last 2 months. I hated it.
So you're happy because of something that you hate?
Yeah.
That happiness wasn't real either.
I've got hate in me. I told you, Layla.
Looked like it's Hater Wednesday.
That's what we got.
I asked Lawrence if he was going to bring that back. And Lawrence is like,
no.
We can't ever talk about that segment.
Why?
Again.
The last time that we tried on the solo show to bring Hater Wednesday back, I banned it. Ray banned it as well. I will say, though, the architect of the Hater Wednesday Open is sitting in the chair. It's a classic piece of production by one Chris Tannehill.
Okay.
It's so good that we should still do the segment. But the segment is trash now, so
it just brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's not it. There are people who don't get the bit.
That they think you're doing some cliche
like they
sports.
They don't get the bit.
Oh, okay.
Can I break?
Hey, Lawrence, I hate my wife.
Right.
you mean.
That's the type of stuff that we're getting.
Oh, so it's getting real.
Right.
Oh. God.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just want to say I hate my kids.
I want to drown them.
Right. Like, that's not what we want.
It is Yom Kippur.
Oh, God, that's right. Like, that's By the way, Yom Kippur.
I mean, isn't that a confession? Saying you want to drown your kids? Isn't that what Yom Kippur is for?
Hey,
Yom
Kippur. Yeah, as a Catholic, I can't really, like, I can respect it, but I don't really know all the things.
Hey, you know what I hate? The Exorcist. And that's it.
That's what it became?
Awesome. Next caller.
Just negativity.
You know what I hate? Blacks. Back after this.
Did word get out to, like, people who needed a forum for hate? They're like, hey.
I thought that was called social media.
Well, yeah, it seems like it kind of worked its way. So we just got rid of it.
Yeah, like, that makes all the sense.
Like,
in the world,
Ray looked at me and was just like, Ray basically just gave me the thumbs down. I was like, yeah, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
It went to that dark of a place.
Well, yeah. Ray can't be surrounded by hate. He walks with a glow of nice. I mean, we talk about nice. Okay.
That's exactly right.
That's Diaz.
Was it mentioned today that Ray once again won the home run pool? The Les Grobski
Memorial.
In record setting.
Yeah, like that's a bunch of crap. Runs. That's bull crap. He never should have been in the first place. That's bull crap.
Did he have Aaron Judge, obviously?
Aaron Judge and Yordan Alvarez.
That's enough.
So, wow.
Was it before today? '98. I'm in second place with like 69. It's insane. Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks.
You know who wouldn't have won anybody any home run pools? All of the White Sox.
Well, Lawrence can tell you. He had Jose Abreu and Luis Robert.
Yeah.
Hey. The laugh in the background.
Yeah, at least you didn't have a guy who got DFA'd by Cleveland halfway through the season. Actually, going to the Cubs actually helped him a lot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He got bats and got home runs.
That Franimal had a nice like come up there. Okay?
He looks the part.
He had some redemption. And he was batting cleanup like opening day for Cleveland. So there's that. Did you have anybody in the pool, Greg?
No, I was with Ray, pretty much. Like, Bears. I stand
call.
Behind Ray.
You should. It's the Diaz difference.
Yeah, I heard the show. Didn't you guys do a draft show? Like, all the shows? I heard Ray, and then he did it, and I was like, yep, Ray.
Well, didn't Danny say he didn't want you in it?
That's possible. Yeah, Parkin, yes.
What?
He is what we call an excluder with me sometimes, and I don't know why.
Wait, what?
It's a weird thing, the Parko. He just likes to occasionally exclude me, and then I got to go talk to Parth, and then Parth sometimes goes to Mitch, so it's a weird deal. But
don't
anyway,
want him in the home run pool.
I didn't realize you guys had noticed that he was an excluder. But
don't really like him.
Yeah, I tried to be friends with the guy.
We only have him on the show.
Forget it.
The former executive producer of the nighttime show, Joe Ostrowski just texted me and said we probably should have banned it back then. And he's right.
Oh, he was part of the Hater Wednesday?
Yes, he was the EP at the time. The segment was born.
I would have loved to have seen Joe taking those calls.
That is honestly, like, as a host, my favorite thing is watching Joe Ostrowski, like, being on air, watching Joe Ostrowski take phone calls and just banging the receiver up against the wall or against the phone because he can't stand how stupid people were being.
Now I'm thinking about Joe Ostrowski. And
handsome.
I'm thinking,
got a little Herbert Hoover in him.
He is a handsome guy.
The best.
I'm just
Todd
thinking about
Dwight.
All those segments. Everyone here in the room would be fired if we even played the Ask Herb Open right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we weren't even involved.
Yeah, that's true. It was all stuff that he said.
Yeah.
It was all this
It was my favorite segment on The Score.
You actually have a role in it, too, because Layla at one point just sang it, and we threw that in there, too.
That was, oh, man, I was on one that day.
Yeah, it was good. But, yes, with Herbie, because this is the thing with Herbie. He's either 100% correct about something or 100% wrong.
That's it. That's probably a pretty good way to be.
It's so true. Like,
we don't need gray area in this
Mack
business.
Trade.
Yeah.
Like, Herb was like, oh, yeah, the Bears should trade for Khalil Mack. And I was like, oh, that's a possibility.
That is pretty good.
And then they did.
I feel like we're infringing on your radio.
Hey, that's
bits.
Okay. No, that's okay. This is a weird day. This was going to be an improv day all along. And here we are. But
here we are.
I think that you two deserve to leave. Wait, what was that? Was
right
it Silver
where we
Spoons?
Belong.
Was that Silver?
Doing no, the it's
Silver
Muppets.
Spoons?
Espo, you got any hate before you get to your update?
Right now, I'm just hating on late nights.
Also didn't get the bit.
Wasn't ready to be asked. Ah, crap. I got to come up with a jag bag. What happened?
That's exactly right.
Oh, man. Yes. Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I might see you guys tomorrow night. We might all be getting together to hang out, which is very cool.
Yes.
So that's wonderful. I am going to be breaking down some Justin Fields, and I will be asking a question about who exactly is
not being... Not for long, you won't.
No. Who exactly is being developed by the Bears? So that's it. This is
that's
the part...
Justin Fields.
Whatever.
This is the Parkinson Spiegel Show. I'm Mark Grody. Fill it in for the guys. I'll be here for like 7 more minutes. Here's Tanny's Open.
What time is it? It's Grody time!
Excuse me. Couldn't get to the cough button there in time.
Didn't notice.
Did you just put on your Cubs World Series ring?
It feels good. And I know how much you hate the fact that I got a ring.
Yeah, the Hall of Famer, one of the greatest middle linebackers in Bears history, indeed, down here with Mike Singletary.
Did you see Die Hard?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. That was awesome.
Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Samurai.
Down to Mark Grody.
Hey, Cordero, could I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it's been kind of a devastating day for me with Bubba and then the bird, so.
Bubby.
And when the Patriots took a 3-0 lead.
Les, the Bears were America's team. What are you talking about?
No, they weren't.
The
no, they weren't. Everybody.
Yeah, sure they were.
Everybody. You weren't down there. I was.
Mark Grody.
Here I am. Unmuted. There it is.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Oh, hey, here we are. What's up? In for Parkinson Spiegel here today because there is a Cubs game coming up. Cubs and the Reds. Well, the first pitch will be thrown at 3:10. What's that, Lale? No. I like baseball a lot. Baseball was my first sport, as we like to say. That was how I got into sports. Now, football, since then in my life, has taken over as my favorite sport for sure. But I love baseball. I get into the minutia. I like watching 9 innings of baseball. Lale, do you not believe me? Oh, no, it's true. It's true.
I believe you.
Bye, Layla. There goes Lails. There she goes. I do. I like baseball a lot. Hey, I did I would not have put myself through pre and post game for the Chicago Cubs if I didn't like baseball at the very least. But my God, am I done with this season in Chicago baseball. It's been miserable for both teams. Very obvious. And very punctuated with the White Sox. Don't need to run down those bullet points. But guess who else it sucked for? The Cubs. And the Cubs have been out of this thing since the beginning of the season. So they have gotten a pass throughout the year. But the Cubs were a train wreck this year. So I am thrilled that everybody takes a little break. And then, you know, maybe some good hot stove stuff. There better be some good hot stove stuff for both teams. But I am so happy about that. We do not have to discuss Cubs games or White Sox games for a long time, and then we'll all be refreshed and ready to do it again. The Bears question that I asked right before we went to Tandy's Open, who is actually being developed by the Chicago Bears? And the obvious answer is, or perhaps should be, that it's Justin Fields because he is your second-year quarterback loaded with raw materials and talent to be – he's got the stuff that it would take from a raw perspective to be a legitimately good quarterback in the NFL. We all know that it has not come together like that as of yet. But really, really, if you look at it through Ryan Poles' eyes, is he – do you think he's more interested in developing Justin Fields and having a quarterback or developing his guys? How about Braxton Jones? We don't talk about that. And how everybody just wants them to unload and unleash Justin Fields and let him throw the hell out of the football, which I am down with as well. Because what the hell? This is the what the hell year. This is your bye year if you're Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. Let it loose. You could take chances, you could take risks, you could do things because you're not supposed to win this year, and I think most of the fan base understands that. But I think in the case of Justin Fields, they have not allowed him to unleash, but they are allowing him to continue to play through it. But also Braxton Jones. maybe the guy that is most being looked at by Ryan Poles. And guess what? They're going to let him play through pain. They're going to let him have bad games as well because they want to develop him. Kyler Gordon, who everybody still thinks is going to be really good. It's been a rough start for him, but guess what? They're going to let him play through the pain this year and let him make mistakes because they want to develop him. Who else do they want to develop? Like, there might be guys ahead of Justin Fields. Dominique Robinson, they want to continue to develop him as he was termed a project when he was drafted by the Bears. I mean, follow the draft picks. Those are the guys that they want to be developed. So that's what I'm looking at from Ryan Poles. They still have not given this big, huge vote of confidence to Justin Fields. They don't say, and we don't want them to be dishonest, but there's not even that part where it's, he had a rough game, but this kid is special. He's got it. Like, we still are not hearing that. So what I think is that while they would like to develop Justin Fields, absolutely they want him to be great. They're also developing all these other guys who they are going to let play through the pain and let them lose games. Bayless Jones Jr. If you listen to Matt Eberflus last week, he essentially told you that that was the play that ambushed the entire plan that he had about getting the ball back and thinking he's going to get it up to the 50. They're going to let Bayless Jones play through the pain. I'll be shocked if Bayless Jones Jr. isn't returning kicks and punts when the Bears are at Minnesota on Sunday. He will be. And he might even be worked into the offense. But they're going to let Bayless Jones Jr. play through some of that stuff. That's what's going to happen. So while they are developing Fields, there's all these other guys that they're developing to and want to get the most out of. And it doesn't appear that they're putting more importance in Justin Fields than anybody else.
Is the stuff they're letting Bayless Jones play through bad hands in old age?
You know,
is that the stuff they're letting him play through?
He's going to be 26 someday. You know, he's 25 now. Someday he's going to be 26 and we're all going to be like, well, he had his window when he was 25. So, yeah.
That guy's feet when he's fielding punts and kicks.
Yeah.
He's like dancing around like he's got a pee.
He's very excited.
He's not
very
good.
He's very excited. It was jarring.
I'll give him more than one game.
Yeah, well.
That's big of you. That's really nice of you. But
I don't ask much of my punt and kick returners. One thing I do ask, don't fumble it.
Don't fumble it.
Okay. Yeah, don't fumble it.
Don't fumble it.
And also, don't go out to dinner if you're hurt.
That's right. That's right. Because we're going to continue to stare down the people on this. Jalen Johnson went to dinner. He is not allowed to do that when he's hurt. That cannot happen. But
did you hear Dustin readdress it this morning?
Oh, no, I did not.
Dustin readdressed it this morning, and he said something along the lines of, I wasn't mad that he went out to dinner. I was mad about where he was going.
Wait.
Isn't that what he said this morning?
He went to Wahlburgers, didn't he? Where'd he go?
He talked about it live this morning at like 6:10, so I was still kind of sleeping, but I was awake and heard it.
Right.
I was like, what the hell is this dude saying?
Very alarming when Dustin talks. That's why I always like
to say. Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
All right, should we just play the audio instead of the stupid Justin Fields stuff we have for today?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I would like to play a couple Justin cuts, maybe.
We could fit him in, maybe.
Yeah, but...
Let's talk about Dustin more.
Okay, though. I was ready to let this go in any direction. Let's go. Let's hear it.
I don't even know if... And I listened to the interview. I don't even know if he was with the team in New York. Was he there? He had a cheese head on. It was on Twitch. And, of course, they did ask him about my issue. And, of course, it wasn't portrayed properly. I don't have an issue with him eating. I just have an issue with him where he eats.
Can I read a quick headline to you? It is the Vikings. It is from the Vikings. Vikings sign large human. They signed Kyrus Tonga, the former Bear.
Oh, did they?
They signed him off the practice squad in Atlanta to their active roster, so he will play against the Bears on Sunday. The Bears obviously brought in Armon Watts, right? And they cut Tonga.
Smart.
So that's interesting.
Gamesmanship.
Something.
And Dustin, back to you. Do you care what Jalen Johnson eats if it isn't according to your soda diet?
No, I mean, Jalen's a wonderfully physiqued human being and has wonderful genes, and it sounds like can eat whatever he wants. He went to a He went to a Gordon Ramsay burger joint in Chicago, which I didn't even know there was.
Oh, really? I didn't
a
know.
A Gordon Ramsay burger joint
What's the
in
name
Chicago.
Of it?
Well, I don't know. I was going to throw that in the Google machine, but that's what I thought I heard. Where he wanted to go to Steak 48, but
good choice.
Got there late and couldn't get in and ended up at a Gordon Ramsay burger joint.
Hold on. He's Jalen Johnson. He's a Bears cornerback. He could not get in?
Well, I would think that Danny would be able to pull some strings. I mean, right?
Well, I don't know if Danny knows anybody at Steak 48.
Or Shane. I mean, Shane's like the restaurateur.
I would think that if you are a Bears cornerback of Jalen Johnson's stature, you would be able to walk in and get seated. Man, times changed.
Maybe that'll be the next show. If Jalen can't make it to the field, we can have like Shane and Jalen like doing restaurant reviews. That would be a new podcast. 2400 Sports, the Odyssey Sports Podcasting Network.
You know, first of all, this is probably not where I should start, but this is where I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I've let this go for a couple of years with people.
Oh,
it's Jalen. It's not Jalen. And I've heard tons of people say it, and that's it. I can't do it anymore. I allowed for it, but he has never been Jalen ever in his life. He's Jalen.
Mark, the amount of emails and texts I've been on with both Mitch and Jalen and his agents, he spelled it 9 different ways.
So are we talking about Mitch?
Yeah, we're talking about Mitch. So people are going to pronounce it that way until Mitch starts spelling it the right way.
Oh, my God. I would love to know the versions. Jalen, I-N-E-N-O-N.
4 different E's.
N-N-N-N-N-N. But I didn't get to the bottom of why. Was he saying he had a problem with it because it's unhealthy food? What the where part?
Yeah,
the where he eats. He never answered.
Well,
that.
He told us. Jalen told us like 2 weeks ago that he lives far up north, closer to the facility.
Sure.
So maybe Dustin was like, "All right, he's going downtown. Like he's going too far away with his injury." I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I love Dustin to death. He's one of my favorite people. 75% of the things that he says, I have no idea what the hell he means or why he's saying that.
The funny part is the times that I fill in on the morning show and he watches the text line and people, you know, call him out on the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
But he goes right back at him.
He's great.
He gets on that text machine and he goes right back at him. It's beautiful. Dustin, we all love you. I hope he knows that.
Me directly.
Seriously? Seriously?
What a good show, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was seriously. For the people who are going to be angry that I didn't play any of the Justin Fields cuts now, I was just about to play the Justin Fields cuts. How about that? How does that go down in radio lore? I was going to do this. Does that count?
We're more important than the Bears' bad quarterback.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing really earth-shattering from Justin Fields today. Answered a few questions, a couple of interesting things. But if you hadn't heard, Cody Whitehair going on the four-game injured reserve list, so he's not going to be around for a while. N'Keal Harry is eligible to come back on the roster to see what he can do, the big-bodied wide receiver, N'Keal Harry. That's it. I'm Mark Grody. This has been the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Thanks. To the guys on the other side of the glass, Shade Reardon. We got Chris Tannehill. Is there a Ray Diaz back there? I know that. There's a Layla Rahimi still hanging out. It's a party, man. Hope everybody has a great day. Cubs baseball. Cubs and Reds are next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's it.
Mike Esposito will take you home for the 2022 season along with Pat Hughes and Ron Santo.